Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And we're joined today by the wonderful Jo Elvin.
Hooray!
Hooray! Yes. She's back!
I am wonderful, aren't I?
Jo Elvin, yeah. Off of Glamour. The queen of glamour.
Well, thank you very much. I live around the corner. I think that's why I'm here as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it, basically.
Yeah, Of all the award-winning, high-profile, experienced, glamorous journalists who live in Sydenham, you're our favourite.
I'm really touched by that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's right. The cheapest Uber home. Good. Yes.
But just be aware that if Anna Wintour moves to Catford, you're stuffed. We're never having you again.
God, but that's so highly likely. I'm really screwed.
I know she's a big fan of the Nandos down there. She pops in.
Can I say, I thought I was in charge today. Did I get that wrong?
You are in charge.
Okay, sorry.
It's just that our egos
Evil
are massive.
That's right. We're handing over the reins to you because, Ellie, it's our book episode.
Oh my gosh, it's book chat. We've done a lot of book chat. Yeah. This is about our actual book.
I know, we wrote a book, dude.
We did.
I can't believe it. Why did you write a book when books are really, really hard and much harder than podcasts? Why did you do that?
Money.
Yep.
And attention.
They're
two of our favourite things.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. But it's called Scummy Mummies by Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne. And it is absolutely jam-packed with proper, as the kids say, mega lols. Honestly, I was sitting at my desk the other day having a Shateus day. And this really, really helped. It's like, if you really want to pee yourself on the train on the way to work, then you must read Scummy Mummies.
Oh, thank you, Joanne.
Okay, podcast done.
I'm telling you guys, it's so funny. How did you put it together? Where did the idea come from?
We were on Women's Hour last year.
Yes.
And a lovely lady called Victoria heard us. She's a book agent. And she got in touch and she said, have you ever thought about doing a Scummy Mummies book? And we said, well, maybe. Of course we have.
Film
we talk
first.
About it all the time. Yeah. Like, we talk about what will happen when we get an OBE and I have to send mine back because of the British Empire, don't we, Helen?
That's right. And then she said, let's turn your podcast into a book. And we went, all right then. You do the work, Victoria. You make it happen. She got us a publisher and then, bish bosh, we had to actually write the bloody thing.
Isn't that awful? You get all excited about having a book deal. I'm supposed to be writing a book at the moment.
Are you?
I just keep telling people that I'm writing it.
Glamorous.
It might happen. So tell me what it's about. It's full of fabulous Scummy Mummy confessions. It's probably my favourite thing.
Yeah.
What are your favourite things about the book?
Well, honestly, that probably is my favourite thing as well. So for anyone who hasn't been to one of our live comedy shows, what happens at all of them is we work very hard on all these songs and sketches and, you know, wonderful bits of political satire. And then the funniest bit of the show is always at the end with the audience participation. Because we get the audience to write down on little cards their Scummy Mummy confessions, like about the time their child did a poo in the pool and they blamed it on another child, or, you know, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we've kept every single
standard.
One. Yeah, yes. Standard. Pretty standard. So now we've got this huge shoebox, haven't we, Helen, of just literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of disgusting tales.
Revolting things. And that was, I really love those bits. And it'd be nice for people who read the book if they read their confessions, because they don't know they're in there.
Anonymous. I must admit, I'm really disappointed that my scummy confession probably wasn't scummy enough. I want to be the queen of scum.
That's
right. Can you remember what it was?
It was about, well, obviously it involved poo.
Obviously,
In Richmond Park, I had to leave a human poo I just had to skulk away. There was like no facility to even deal with it, and I just had to just quickly just
do some leaves.
Well, somebody said that, but then I thought that was meaner, because if you actually slip accidentally on a human poo that's covered in leaves,
nobody wants that.
Giving people a fighting chance if they can actually see it.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, honest to God, it looked like a 45-year-old guy laid it, not my well, not my toddler.
Oh, it was. I was about to say you should have gone before you left the house.
I really should have. Yeah. There are not many facilities at Richmond Park.
No, you've done a wee publicly in Clapham Common, I believe, Ellie.
I have.
Oh, yeah. Right. Everyone's done that.
Funny enough, I nearly said to you, but I didn't because it was uninteresting, so I'll say it now on the podcast. But we drove past the petrol station that I went in and begged the man to let me use the toilet on Clapham Common, and he just said, no, you can't. So I had to wee, and there is nowhere to hide on Clapham Common.
No,
there's a big open space. Anything. So I basically just went for it in the wild.
Like Catherine the Great, just sort of had your billowing skirt and then just went underneath.
I wish I'd had a skirt on.
did you not sort of like feel tempted to just drop trow in front of the service station attendant and just do it right there on the floor?
Maybe I should have.
Next time.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Sometimes a dirty protest is called for.
Absolutely. Yeah. That changes the world.
But how did you get through this? I think that writing a book on one's own is an arduous sort of soul-destroying task, if any of my writer friends are to be believed in their high drama. How do you collaborate on something? How do you not argue creatively? Or did that happen?
I don't think we did we?
No. And because we really enjoy writing together anyway. We like taking the piss out of each other and cracking each other up. That's the challenge. I want to get Ellie's like dirty laugh when she goes,
like, I know. Sick James.
Yeah. That's the one. And also that we're quite nerdy. I mean, Ellie is. And that we did, like, and we had like a colored coded Excel spreadsheet about the jokes, about what they were about. We're really, you know, when you start explaining comedy, it's so interesting, it's so hilarious. But that's what we did, and it was fun. And we used to reward ourselves with wine, so that was great.
I'm not every single word in this book was written sober. I will exclusively reveal that.
Nobody was shocked by that.
No, I don't think anybody's just fallen over
this revelation.
But I found writing with Helen much easier, because when I write on my own, I'm like, oh, is that funny? Is that But if you've got someone else there, you're like, is that all right? Yeah, fine, move on.
Yeah, put it in.
And most of all, you can't piss about. So when you're, I mean, I'm sure you don't do this, Joe, but when you're writing independently, you're like, especially if you're at home, you get a bit like, oh, I'll just put a wash on.
Oh, totally.
I'll just defrost the mince. I'll just watch Judge Rinder. But if you've made an appointment to write with someone else, it's, you know, it's like a meeting. You have to sit down and you have to do it. And then you can start drinking.
And I think that was the motivation. It was like dangling a carrot in front of us. We're like, right, come on, get this done. Get this chapter done, and then we can have a bottle of fizz.
Well, that's really good advice for very lazy...
Yes.
You know,
alcohol addicts.
Pretend book writers like myself.
That's right.
I'm fascinated by... How did you guys meet? How did this whole... I mean, as Scummy Mummies is more than a podcast and more than a book. It's a movement.
Oh.
And you created it. Take us back to the journey. Take us back to... the first conversation together, how this all came about.
Well, Ellie,
I had a dream, you know, I had a vision. No, I didn't. I just met this woman at this. I just started doing stand-up after I had my first baby, because I'd always sort of wondered if I could do it, and sort of thought, well, what if I try it and then fail? And I always think, you know, why try to do something and then fail at it and lose your dream when you can just spend the rest of your life wondering whether or not you've got any talent? I just think that's preferable. So when I had this baby, I thought, right, I'll just try it out, because no matter if this goes really badly wrong, I've still got my lovely baby to come home to. So it's fine. So I did this stand-up course and I loved it. And then I met Helen on my third ever gig, which was in a shipping container under a flyover in Deptford next to a bus that sells pizza.
Oh, I love show business.
Yeah. Oh, I know. The red carpet was laid very early on. And I had done stand-up in Australia, and I had quit for about 6 years because I'd had children and lost all sense of everything. And I just remember thinking, you know, I really need to do this again. So I booked a gig, and that was the night I met Ellie. And so, and we did, like...
God, that just sounds so meant to be.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, it was really amazing. Yeah. And so afterwards, like, you do that thing. I call it flirting, which is like a friend flirting. Like, I thought, I really like that woman. she's really funny. I want to be her friend. So we were like chatting after the gig, and I was like, oh yeah, I liked your jokes. You're funny. And then Ellie said,
what a dick.
Get away. I hate Australians. Yeah. So uncouth.
You can't sit with us.
Who are you? So we had a chat, and then we both realised we were from Forest Hill and that we had toddlers. So we said, do you want to like meet up for a coffee? We could write, you know, comedy.
Well, you say coffee.
Beer.
Bottle of wine.
Yeah.
That sounds
here. Yes. So we met at a pub about a week later and just got smashed, like really drunk, and just decided,
I remember, I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember you being quite snotty with the bar staff in Forest Hill Wetherspoons because they wouldn't serve us at like 10 past 1 a.m. on a Wednesday? I was like, this is a classy lady. She's the one for me.
What do you mean I can't get a large glass of Merlot?
Busy is Forest Hill Wetherspoons? They should be grateful for the business. I'm with you on this one.
Honey. I know. Yeah. I'm like, I got money. I'm fine. I can see the wine. Anyway, it was great. She obviously fell in love with my charm and sophistication. But that night we realised that our sons were born 11 days apart by the same midwife.
I thought you were going to say father for a minute there. What?
Well, it is kind of like a four-way marriage now, isn't it?
It is. It is. There are many weeks where I spend more time with Helen than I do with my husband.
Yeah,
that's, this week is one of them, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
That might be the secret to a happy marriage. I don't know.
I think it is. I think it is. Yeah. And like we get to go to glamorous places. We're doing a gig at Soho Farmhouse next week, and I'm like,
that is damn glamorous.
That is bloody lovely.
Rocking out the gold cat suits, everybody's favourite.
Yeah.
We always, when we do a contract for a gig, we always do have a nudity clause, which is we must look as if we're nude, basically, as close as possible without actually being, obscene. So it's good.
I noticed that the Times has pretty much called you a phenomenon. In the last couple of days.
Thank you, The Times. Yes.
Like, you know, you sort of like did have that casually opened on the page as I walked into
it. Yeah. So. Oh, what's this? Yeah. Joe Elvin from the Glamour magazine.
Yeah. That's the Glamour magazine.
The Glamour book.
Yes.
Has there been a moment where you've thought, oh shit, we've really made it? Or do you know what I mean? Have you had those pinch me moments yet?
I must admit, going on Woman's Hour was pretty exciting. But I think what's really nice, like what happened, we had a gig last night in Bath, is that women come up to us and go, I've been listening to your podcast for years. I'm really excited about the book and you've helped me get through. Or I've listened to your podcast at 3 a.m. breastfeeding and you feel like friends. And like, that's really nice. That's when I sort of feel like I've made it, that we've done something really good, and that our banging on about fannies and getting pissed on the internet has somehow been useful.
It's a sisterhood, and one that I wish I'd had when I was at home alone on maternity leave, because I just had a lot of the pearl clutching NCTers who didn't want to admit the bad times.
You were into a different kind of pearl necklace.
Yeah. Well, not even that at that point.
No, true. God, true.
No one wants that.
Are you kidding? The baby's asleep. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. Hands off.
Yeah. But do you have you ever had any of those moments where someone's sort of like clutching their pearls and saying, oh, I can't believe you would say that?
I feel like maybe the people who feel that are like too pearl clutchy to actually say that to our faces, but you know, it's the thing is, it's not for everybody necessarily, and we don't have to be liked by everybody.
No,
and we can't. So look, we're built big filthy dirt bags, and if you're into that, great, and if not, good luck and enjoy Kirsty Allsop's proliferation of material.
Staying very silent, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, she slagged me off last year.
That was awful.
It was really bizarre.
That Twitter.
Hi, Kirsty.
Hi. Hello.
Good luck to you in your big buttoned coats.
You massive Bunting fan.
Yeah, totally. Couldn't have said it better myself.
What a Bunting fan.
Where do you get your material from? Whether it be the podcast
for the Bunting. Our book is dedicated to our children, obviously, because we do actually love them, but also because they are the best source of material.
Yeah.
And we are exploiting them for personal financial gain.
Who do you want to read this book?
I would love. I mean, let's go big. I'd love Tina Fey to read the book.
Oh, well, send it to her.
Yes.
Well, you know, what is her address? Come on, Jo.
It's 30 Rock.
Yeah, 30 Rock.
I'm going to go Nigella.
Oh!
Because I think, you know, I remember with the domestic goddess thing, she got kind of a sort of bad rap for being, you know, for trying to put herself out there as perfect. And I don't think she ever really has. I think Nigella Lawson is a secret scumbag. I've said it.
You've said it out. Yeah. And she really likes excellent pizza.
Yes, she does.
Can I name drop? Gone.
Nigella was at my brother's pizza restaurant last night and said it was the best
actual way
pizza she has ever eaten.
Which pizza restaurant is this?
Lardo London. Anyway, you can cut it out later. I'm just...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yanking my own chain.
Now, so you wrote most of it, but who else is featured in the book?
So we actually got some people who knew shit, unlike ourselves. So we got people like the fabulous Knackered Mother, who is a wine expert, and she tells us how to match wines with fish fingers, which is very good.
That is a life hack right there.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and completely necessary skill.
Yes, exactly.
It's when you start matching with Weetabix. Your life's gone in a certain direction.
And also I like there's a section on parenting styles, and we've got a stay-at-home dad who's a guy called Steve Hill, who's been on the podcast, and we've got a single mum, and we've also got a mum, Carolyn, who's an adopted mother and two, and a lesbian. So she gives that perspective, and that's what I kind of like about the book. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of us banging on, but it's nice to have those sort of perspectives. And I've got a friend who's been through divorce and talks about if relationships, you know, break up, and a bit of advice there. Mm. But they're little kind of nuggets of advice. There's not sort of masses of, you know, chapters on it. But it's really nice because parenthood, as we've always said, is wonderful, but things go wrong.
But this is what I think probably why I warm to the book so much is like Glamour magazine. Sorry, not plug.
No, flog it.
It's like, it's not a how-to manual. It's it's a companion, and it's an experiential, well, this is how I did it, and this is, and you're not the only one who's done it like this. And that's the kind of feel I like to bring to the mag, and I think that that's what you've achieved with the book.
Thanks, Jo Elvin. Well,
thank you.
It's a masterpiece.
We never try to inform or educate people because we don't know anything. We don't know what we're doing.
It's best not to know anything.
It's just best not to know. But we have these amazing guests like on the podcast and in the book who do know things and share them. And I feel like sometimes we accidentally... So I think we've been really lucky with all the guests, such as yourself, that we've had on the podcast who actually do know shit.
Oh, I don't know anything.
Really?
Again, I'm only here because I'm around the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Who do you want next? Who are we booking next?
Oh,
I know you've got a thing for Rylan.
Oh, hubba, hubba, hubba. And Dawn, obviously, Dawn O'Porter, Dawn French, all the Dawns. I just want a Dawn season.
But I really like as well, some of my favourite episodes have been people who aren't, like, in any way famous or maybe aren't even experts, but they're just our mates or they're just people who've got in touch with us or we've got in touch with them and said, look, you know about this thing, let's talk about this thing. Mm. And so I think it's amazing to this day that people turn up here at my house, having never met us, prepared to sit on this sofa and talk bollocks with us, knowing that we're filth bags, and they do. And sometimes we leave, they leave 4 hours later, and we just feel like we're best friends.
Mm.
And it's just lovely. And that's been, you know, one of the best bits, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And also what I've really liked is that, like, we've talked about pretty heavy things like miscarriage and postnatal psychosis and things like that. And then when people, we had like a couple who wrote to us from Japan and said, we've just had a miscarriage and nobody talks about it in this culture.
Mm.
And we're, you know, we're very sad. had, and they said, listening to your podcast, and it just happened that it came out the same time that they experienced the experience, and they said, it's just what we needed. So that was really, I mean, that's what we really like, is that we've got that reach, and that we're not hiding anything, literally and metaphorically letting it all hang out. All the hangs.
So it wasn't, I mean, the podcast just goes from strength to strength. You've got the book coming out this Thursday, what's that date? Is that the
9th of March? 9th of March. Thank you, Jo.
And what's next? Are we going to do a film? We're going to do merch?
We're going to move into porn.
Let me move this forward for you.
No, we're going to do MILF porn, aren't we, Helen?
That's right. That's what we call ourselves. Mothers I'd like to forget. We have a deep love of cat suits, as you know, and now I have a massive bag of them. We have to seal the bag up because they smell so fucking awful. Because we get rather sweaty and non-breathable fabric.
Not easy to wash, right?
We can't wash them.
So it's like they're just sort of like bringing a bit of every gig to every other gig that you go
to. Note. Ooh, kind of that's beautiful bath. When you think about
they're like an aromatic palimpsest, if you will.
Yeah, that's a good word.
That is a very good word.
In the olden times. They couldn't, in the olden times, history, here we go. Making paper was very difficult and very expensive. So they would just wash the paper when the book or the message was finished.
Yeah.
And then they would write over the top of it again.
But there would always be a trace of
the previous script underneath the... I shall cut all this out.
See, this, Helen, I've got to admit, this is a British education.
Yeah, I know.
This is ours.
We knew about Ned Kelly, Jo. That was it. We knew about what a biro is.
Yeah.
We learnt about criminals in Australia, and that's about
and we
it.
We lauded them.
And when my kids come home from school, they're like, oh, I learnt about Greek myths. And I was like, what the fuck?
No, we learnt about...
Well, what's Greece?
Yeah. We learnt about the First Fleet.
Yeah, yeah.
Ned Kelly.
Yeah.
And racism.
Murderers. Good.
Yeah. I grew up here, all right? That's my excuse. Australia must have been pretty fucking bad for you to choose to live in South East London. That's all I can say.
It's the best we can do.
Oh, God. They just asked me to leave. I'm too white and I can't throw a ball.
So, I thought you could be too white for Australia.
No, it's
tanning. Yeah,
oh,
we've got the wrong pigmentation.
Hypocritical like that. Yeah.
You can be too white.
I'm never going there.
I'm coming for the book launch. We're launching
the book's coming out in Australia.
On the 1st of April. What a great date for a book launch. And I'm doing a solo comedy show at the Melbourne Comedy Festivale, which will be exciting.
Can you just turn around a minute? Just turn around. I just want to blow a little bit of smoke right up your arse. Stevie Nicks-esque. No, I've seen Helen's comedy show, and honestly, it's amazing. It's really, really funny.
And
it's
hilarious. About people wearing gym gear in public. I have a bit of a thing about athleisure.
Yeah.
What kind of athleisure, though?
About a man wearing a megging, or, you know, like when men wear... athletes wear in cafes because I don't want to see shiny balls on my sandwich.
No, I don't blame you for that.
No,
I mean,
nobody
I don't
wants
think
that.
Anybody could fault that logic.
No,
I have an issue with. There's a lot of mums you see, not just at my school, but all the schools, and they're wearing the trainers and the ponytail and the jogging bottoms. And I just don't believe that they're all going for a run.
No, they're not.
After
they're
the
not.
School run,
no.
I think
no.
they're pretending they're going for a run and they're going to Gales. Don't you think?
I've actually walked to Dulwich Park just to go to Gales, and I thought, shiny trousers.
They don't let you in unless you look like you've just done
That's right.
aerobics class.
Actually, what we do need to mention, Ellie, is our sponsor for this podcast.
Oh, of course. Let's do the plug. Do the plug.
Now TV.
Now TV?
Yes, Now TV.
Amazing.
Have sponsored this wonderful podcast and our book launch. Thank you very much. And they're grateful parents because they do a special Now TV's Kids Pass for £2.99.
There we go.
I know, and
you're such a pro.
Oh, look,
and I mean that in both senses
look,
of the word.
You can watch Ben and Holly, which I think is a secretly for adults, that show.
And there's Peppa Pig, SpongeBob, and if you go to Now TV, you get 14 days free trial.
Well, there we are.
Go and get that done. Put the kids in front of the TV in front of Now TV, and then listen to our podcast and read our fucking book.
Yeah.
You are so efficient. You're like a one-woman QVC.
You know what? There's no need to be that aggressive.
Okay.
They're going to read it. They're going to love
they
it.
No, they are going to read
let
it.
Them
yeah.
Take it or leave it. Don't read it. I don't care. Half of it's shit. We were pissed.
No. Don't read it. Just buy it.
No, it's fine.
But this is what
we
I
don't
mean,
care.
No. Just give us the fucking money.
This is the British way, Jo. I think you're more British than Helen because, like in the olden times when physical media was like still a thing, we used to flyer our shows. We used to give out physical pieces of paper. We now realise that Facebook is the future.
Tell me more,
right?
Grandma. Yeah.
So yeah. In the olden times. So we would give out flyers. And I find the whole process of giving out flyers with your own face on it to like sell a thing just excruciatingly embarrassing. So I'd be just like, oh, here's a flyer if you want. Don't, no, sorry to interrupt. If you don't want it, don't, no, it's fine. No, don't come and see it. It'll be shit. Whereas Helen would go up to people and basically give them a piece of paper with her face on it and go, come and see our show. It's great. It's so funny. It's so funny. I'm so funny.
Ellie's like, shut up. What are you doing? I'm like, but I don't think you sell many books by saying buy the fucking book. I think, you know, I'm just, what I'm saying is the book's really
teach me
good.
Joe Elvin.
You're like Bob Geldof.
Yeah.
Give me your fucking
money. It's like, I think, you know, for your well-being, you will really enjoy this book. I just want to do you the favour of letting you know that this book's bloody great.
Yes.
Can I try now to get my scummy mummy confession into the next book? It was years ago I was watching Louis C.K., who you'll know, and he was watching his show, and he was having an argument with his sort of 7 or 8 year old daughter, and when she huffed off, he gave her the finger behind her back, and I just thought that was marvellous. I thought, I'm going to try that. I never thought to tell my own daughter to go fuck herself, you know.
Yeah.
And as I had a 3-year-old at the time, I didn't have to wait long for the opportunity to, you know, she was being such a little cow one day, and as she huffed off, I sort of did the finger behind her back, but she turned around.
No!
Oh, and I sort of didn't think about it, but then hours later that day, my husband said to me, what's this? Evie's really upset. She won't come out of her room. Something about mummy swearing at her with her hands.
Oh, Joe!
And I had to apologise profusely. But I think that, you know,
I had a hand cramp. Yeah. My middle finger.
Oh. And there's a story you can't tell at the NCT.
Well, seeing as we've moved on to Scummy Mummy Confessions, can I read my favourite one from the book?
Oh, yes, please.
My favourite one is from the Sex and Relationships chapter. I let the kids set up a little stall outside our house selling old toys and books for some extra pocket money. Imagine my surprise when the neighbour came knocking at my door holding the new book she had just purchased, How to Pleasure Your Wife.
Oh, Thorn, what's your favourite? I'm going to read out this one because I know it's from Mayo Park, our favourite park.
I know Mayo Park very well.
Love it. My 3-year-old was busting for a poo in a local park that had no toilets. In desperation, I got her to squat on a Sainsbury's bag so we could chuck it in the nearest dog poo bin. Unfortunately, she took to this with great enthusiasm. Now, any time we're out, she gets caught. She refuses to go in search of a toilet and stands there shouting, get me a bag, mummy! I want a poo in a bag!
Amazing.
Amazing. So, yeah.
And you can't make this up. If you made that up, someone would be like, oh, what?
What? Why?
Oh, God.
Well, I think we've plugged the book. We've plugged the podcast. Should we plug the live show?
Absolutely. So we're doing a big mega show at Bush Hall in Shepherd's Bush on the...
Appropriately.
I know. Yeah. I feel like we're coming home.
All bush. On the 22nd of March. So come along to that. It's £15 and we'll be selling our wonderful book.
Yes.
Signed.
I'm going.
Good. Come on. And we're also doing big gigs around the country. We're going to be doing one in Brighton, in Manchester, all over. So just look at scummymummies.com.
What's your book about, Jo? Go on, plug your book.
Oh, no, I haven't written it yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's going to be about?
It's probably going to be about sort of like career/life advice.
Oh. Mm.
Yes.
So is it like autobiographical?
Through the prism of, direct speaking Aussie... Who has also lots of showbiz anecdotes that,
just need one day
in the future.
You just meet with us once a week. We'll dangle a bottle of wine in front of you in a local cafe. You get it done. We go,
congratulations on the book.
Thanks.
And your magazine, can we just flog it for a sec?
Please.
It's got big, man.
Yes, it's been the third issue is out now at that size. We just wanted something that people luxuriated over more. I think it's selling really well.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And we've got our own little podcast, which is doing quite nicely. Glamour Hey, it's okay. It's good. So, yes. Well, I mean, everyone in the world's listening to Scummy Mummies.
Yeah.
So we could do with a couple more listeners. But, yeah.
Awesome. Right, we're flogging all our own stuff.
We've done all the plugging, so don't worry, everyone. Normal service will be resumed next episode. And so, yes, thank you so much, Jo Alvin.
Thank you for having me.
You know,
thank you for letting me have you.
Yeah. Thank you sincerely to everyone who's ever come to one of our shows and written a confession for basically giving us free content for our book. We probably owe you a drink.
Yeah, we wrote about four sentences, I think, in the end, didn't we, Ellie?
Yes. And thank you to everyone who listens to the podcast. And, of course, thank you, Helen Thorne.
Oh, thank you, Ellie Gibson.
Cheers.
Thank you.
I now pronounce you.
Yeah. Wife and wife, exactly.
And lesbians without the sex.
Yeah. That's it. That's our podcast done.
Until next time.
Bye. Been caught having sex by your kid? You don't
know. No, because that just doesn't happen.
No, see, that's the bitter approach.
That possibility, really.
Just don't fuck. It's fine.
No,
eliminate the risk.
She made me die. I remember saying to her once, "Oh, your dad and I were going to go away for the night. It's our wedding anniversary. So and so is going to come and stay with you." She went, "What? Do you two want to get naked or something?"
No, not now. Not now. We don't.
She went, "I know you've done it. I mean, I'm here."
I always say, "Yes, that's right. We cut a hole in a sheet and then it was all over very quickly and we don't speak of it now. Let's never speak of this again." That's the way to shut that down. You can have that. There we go.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.